Hey, Mark here, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew, and I just want to let you guys know that we're taking a little break next week for the holidays, and we're going to be putting out a special holiday edition of Dicey Situations. So try not to miss us too much, but enjoy the extra content for the holiday season.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Chrysler. All right, happy Honda Days, everybody. You guys have a great one, and we'll see you in the new year.
Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Roger playing Arendir.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Power playing Toluga.
All right, real spicy one last time. Let's get right back into the action. Last time on Dicey Situations, we caught up with the gang in the Cinder Fields after their victory over the Blister Coils. After collecting some demonic ichor and a shiny new ring for Arendir, the Chaos crew made their way back to Petch's Dreadfuel Depot in their dune buggy. Toluga and Gorpor got a bit turned around on the way back, unfortunately, as the rest of the group pulled back into the station. Petch was nowhere to be found, and instead waiting for them was a mysterious bounty hunter and his loyal hound. A tense conversation revealed that the target of his bounty was Arendir, and the Chaos crew realized in horror that the soul coin this stranger was flipping belonged to none other than Petch. Removing his bandana, the Mind Flayer Anton Dresden began his attack, activating strange Jaegeron tech on his vehicle that stripped Theo of his precious guns. While Arendir battled against a chomping psionic trap, Glebnor did his best to fight off Dresden's hound, Fang. Theo used shadow magic to turn invisible and was able to slip Dresden and briefly deactivate the magnetic pulse, freeing his weapons and Reggie. Finally catching up to the gang, Toluga made a mad dash to avenge Petch and chased the Mind Flayer into the depot to unload a flurry of strikes. Things looked dire as Dresden nearly removed Toluga's brain while Arendir fell to Fang and the Gnarljack. Activating his magnetic pulse, the bounty hunter collected Arendir's soul coin and Reggie, and nearly escaped with them both. But a well-placed punch from Toluga has flipped his vehicle and left him standing face-to-face with the remaining Chaos crew as the battle continues. All right, guys. Right back into the fucking fray. Arendir is dead as a soul coin stuck to this vehicle that is currently flipped completely upside down. Dresden has climbed himself free. This bloodied Mind Flayer is now standing across from you guys. Glebnor, right in the initiative. It is your turn.
Where is Theo in relation to me?
You are in the store. As you're kind of standing in the doorway of the store, you can see Theo's maybe about 10, 15 feet away from you. Right. And you can look over as the Gnarljack is kind of flopping on the ground now that it's devoured its prey.
Where's the car?
The car is about 20 feet from you, and we'll say that Anton Dresden, the Mind Flayer bounty hunter, is about 30.
Okay.
Question?
Okay. Yeah.
Real quick. Sorry, nope. Before you go. He's still prone, right?
Oh, yeah.
I believe because he made the save, he isn't prone.
Is that there's a car on
I thought it was, no, he doesn't take damage. The damage.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I guess in that case, then he's at the car. So he would have climbed out of the car, and he's still on the ground pulling himself out.
So he has
out.
Disadvantage.
No, we get advantage.
No,
we get
advantage on attacks.
Oh, well, that changes things.
Yeah, that changes a lot of things.
Okay, I'm going direct to the car.
Okay.
I would like to use a free action to pull one of Theo's guns off.
Because
you let him do it as a free action.
The last gun.
You do have one gun left? Perfect. Yeah, you can do a free action. Go ahead. You make a athletics check. It's a DC 15.
Nat 20. Because I got a nat 20, can I wing it to Theo?
Yeah, 100%.
Heads up!
Here we go.
Wrap a pseudopod around the remaining gun, yank it free, and you huck Judge Ascendance over to its rightful owner.
And I don't even need to go reckless. It's bonking time, baby.
Yeah, he looks up as he's climbing out of the car as you bring down your hammer.
Not gonna work though.
Uh-oh.
15?
15's gonna miss.
Is it the same plus?
Oh, shit, no.
Roll again. You do have advantage also. He's prone from being flipped.
19?
19 will hit. And he's gonna save his reaction for now.
So 6, 1 bludgeoning, 5 acid.
Okay.
Feel the light of Bleebly! Hit him with that divine fury.
Love it.
For an additional 6, 8.
Okay, okay.
So that's a plus 2. And then sneak attack, because I had advantage, for another 9.
Okay, hell yeah. As he's climbing out of the car, he looks up as Glebnor brings a hammer right down out of his back. Almost, you can see like there's like an imprint on the ground as he gets kind of crushed back into the soil. He looks a little fucked up. He barks over to his dog. Fang, kill this slime!
And with my bonus action,
sure,
I'm going to steady my aim.
Okay, give yourself advantage on the next attack in case he gets up. Perfect. Bounding across this like Dreadfuel Depot, though, this big, massive black dog. He's actually going to run by you, Theo. If you want to make an opportunity attack, you can, but it's going to jump at Glebnor.
I don't have one because I took it on the
perfect
car.
Oh, I forgot about that. Right, okay.
I was about to ask, and then
thank
I
you very much.
How could I forget?
Yes. How could I forget that you punched my car?
God. The flaming wreckage is probably a pretty good indicator that the car had been punched.
Okay. Ooh, nat 20, Glebnor. You got anything to stop that?
You could luck point. But you also resist.
I'm enraged, so I'm gonna eat it.
Okay. That is 50 piercing damage, halved to 25.
What kind of teeth does this fucking thing have?
It's a very... I mean, I had to give him a juiced up hound. He's a bounty hunter.
All right.
He did 32, and then 18 was the critical part of that.
Okay.
His bite sucks. It's a very strong dog.
Clearly.
Okay. That is Reggie. Reggie's going to cast aid.
Aid, huh?
He doesn't want to break concentration on anything. So Toluga, Glebnor, Theo, go ahead and add 5 temporary hit points. And then he's going to run away and he's like, you guys got this. I'm going to hide. He runs over. And I think actually he runs over to where Arendir's body was and then sees the Gnarljack is snapping at him. And he's like, oh, so he's kind of caught now in a weird little spot, but all good.
Get to the glizzies.
Toluga, that is your turn.
All right. I'm going to take out the 6-pack of Big Slurp.
Okay.
I'm gonna, Theo, I mean, Bleebly, take some of these. I'm going to break off two and hand off to him.
Sure. We'll do it as a free action. You can pass your boys some of that.
And then I'm going to use one of my actions to down a potion.
Okay, cool.
So I get, was it? It's 2d4 plus
2d4 two. Plus, yeah, so 10.
10.
Yep. You guys are just getting juiced up on Big Slurp.
And then I'm going to go, woo, let's go. Let's kill this fucking squid. And I'm going to, I did that for Aaron, dude. And I'm going to haul ass to this squid, and I'm gonna inflict wounds.
Okay.
Since we have advantage.
Sure.
Okay, I rolled an 18.
Okay. Do I do it now? All right, he's gonna throw a shield up. He's trying to make it through this round.
You disgust me, you coward.
Get off me, fish! He throws this magical shield up.
No. Fine. If that's how you wanna be, I'll just punch it out of you. I just scowl at him. You're a little bitch. You little bitchy bitch. Bitch, bitch, bitch.
Oh,
bitch,
bitch,
bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch, bitch.
Daddy. You have advantage on those.
Oh.
So that was only the first attempt.
Daddy, you don't have vicious mockery?
What?
And I also think you might be turning into a chicken.
24. And one of those bitch, 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 bitch. It's just
24 does hit.
A slap across the face. For 12 points of damage.
Okay.
Does he resist? Is it psychic? Not psychic.
He doesn't have any resistances.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know. You would think a Mind Flayer, they give him psychic resistance. Doesn't have it. Okay. That is the Gnarljack that is going to go chomping after Reggie. He's like, get away from me! He's like trying to kick this little trap away. As this like biting sentient bear trap goes for Reggie. It's going to make a bite attack on the boy. It's going to hit on a 22.
Goo!
Reggie's going to take 14 piercing damage and he is knocked prone. It's like, not to make anyone panic or anything, but this is bad. This giant metal trap is on top of him, chomping at him. I'm also going to make him make a concentration check to see if he drops the haste. With a 19, he focuses his haste on Toluga. Okay. It is now Arendir's turn. So I think we're going to do a little flashback sequence for you, bud. Let's go back a few weeks. You can see that we're in the like thick forests near Tidagol, and there's a small group of elves that are kind of trudging away from Tidagol. They all have these like green cloaks on, and they look just despondent. You can clearly tell, those of you at home, they just discovered the ruins of Tidagol and are now going to return back to let the people of Corellis know that Tidagol is no more. And there's like a female elf in the front who's like, stop, stop, stop. I hear something. And then quietly coming out of the forest, Arendir, you look like shit. It's clear that you've trekked all your way back here. You're covered in mud. You look dehydrated and emaciated. Arendir, you're alive. What happened? Where have you been?
I felt I was alone. I had lost all hope in the desert.
Oh, well, Corellus be praised. Thank God the elven god rescued you.
I don't believe in that god anymore. Maybe. I found a higher power, the one true god.
Arndy, what are you talking about?
And I pull out the pamphlet, the V1 pamphlet.
Arndy, you're very dehydrated. I think you might be, some might be wrong. Can you make a wisdom saving throw for me?
21.
You fight off this weird, vicious impulse. Just for a moment, your eyes kind of like go steely. She's like, Arndir, are you okay? And we'll cut back to you next time on your turn. Okay. I'm going to say the magnet not working.
Really?
Let's just say that flipping the fucking car deactivated the magnet. That ain't going to work. Theo, your turn.
All right. Seeing that Reggie's fighting the Gnarljack, I'm going to take shots at that thing.
Sure.
It'd be real bad if I lost.
Does a 14 hit?
14 misses, unfortunately.
Okay. I'm assuming that's going to hit 23.
23 definitely hits.
9 damage on that.
All right. Yeah, your bullets start pinging off this like strange little metal contraption.
Last one. I'm assuming that's going to 13 is going to miss.
Unfortunately, yeah. Start firing this thing. Reggie's like, help me. He's like rolling on the ground, trying to get this little contraption off him as you're trying to shoot it off without hitting Reggie. Anything with your bonus action? Or was that, did you use a bonus action?
I used all three. Gotcha. For the two attacks and the bonus action.
All right. That is Dresden's turn. He's going to use half his movement to stand up as he kind of pulls himself free and starts like pushing it. Glebnor to get off of him. Toluga, you ran up on him as well too, so you're right there, and he's kind of fighting both of you off. I think he'll take that gun and try to make a shot on. He's gonna go for Toluga. You've been talking mad shit.
Damn right I've been.
Let's see here. Yeah, he kind of like pulls himself loose, and then he's going to fire twice with his Mind Flayer musket. Okay, 23 and a 22.
No, those are too high.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to Warding Flare one of them.
Okay.
I can only use one reaction.
Good call. So I'll have you Warding Flare the first one because that did way more damage. So let me see how that one ended up going. Still dirty 20 to hit.
Nice.
Okay.
So could be better on the damage.
Total, you're looking at 23 piercing damage.
Oof.
Okay. Oh no, I'm so sorry, 33.
What?
So just to let you know, it was really good you warding flared. The first shot was going to do 32 on its own.
What?
And then the second shot did 16. So you warding flared, I ended up hitting, so I did 17 on the second shot. So 17, 16, 33. That make sense?
Yes.
I'm sorry, this is a... I designed this encounter to kill all of you if it's not abundantly clear at this point. Are you still up?
Yeah.
God damn. He gets up and just unloads rounds into Toluga, and you're still somehow standing.
He's got blueberry coursing through his veins.
I'm fucking flexing all six of my arms, tightening my butt cheeks.
Do I have a fucking little escape move here? What do I got?
Well, you're out of Misty Steps.
I'm out of Misty Steps. So that'll be his turn. He just gets up and just unloads into Toluga, who's still standing.
Your bullet slipped right off.
Glebnor, that is your turn.
Yank his gun away.
Okay. Mechanically, there isn't like a way to do this clean. So, like, you don't have like a disarming attack or anything like that.
I'm strong.
I know you're strong, but you know, the game has rules for disarming people, and they require you to take certain levels in fighter that I don't think you have.
You know, I don't have
them. You don't have them. So, otherwise, if I established this, then every single fight you would just be athletics check ripping away weapons, and I'm not putting that precedent down today.
Fine, get bonked, bitch.
Go ahead, bonk away.
Pick one.
Oh! Yeah!
bitch! At 20!
God damn it. You haven't gotten an at 20 in a while.
18.
Damn. 18?
Son, just make sure to knock him out so we can steal his stuff, then kill him.
Hold on, I'm going to double up on my sneak attack dice.
Yep.
So 17.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On top.
Okay. It's looking hurt.
18 and 17.
Brutal.
And bone. I'm going to take a potion.
Okay, yeah. Slug down some slurp.
Yeah.
That big slurp.
One of the things like, I want to run away from you, but you're just going to chase me. So, I don't love
you
it.
You can't run away.
You can't get far enough away from me.
Can't get away from the truck.
I have a legendary thing where I can like move my action without taking opportunity attacks, but you guys are faster than him, so it's not like, kind of a waste.
Yeah. Just hop in the Doom Buggy or truck or Gorpor.
Yeah.
18 health back.
How'd you get 18 health back? How did that happen?
44 plus 4. I rolled
it. Oh, the potion. I'm so sorry. I was like, do you have an attack that gives you health back? Because that's really scary to me, and I don't like that. he will use a legendary action after your turn to try to tentacle whip you with his... He's going to try to whip you with his little... It's like, for him, it's just like he's waving like tentacles at your pseudopod, but okay. He's going to try for it.
From his face?
From his face. He kind of gets in close and tries to like hit you with them.
Brush your teeth!
Nat 20! I'm on fire today, boys. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great.
Turnabout is fair play, I guess.
Did you luck point, Arden?
I didn't.
If you want, you can get rid of that.
I would say luck point that, because that hits.
The tentacles hit hard?
It's more that you have to make some saves to not get like
stunned. It's an int save.
It's a big stun.
Okay, okay. Luck point.
All right. Okay. It didn't do a ton of damage, but it might. Okay. Let's see if I hit on this.
Well, it does psychic, right?
Which my god. That's another nat 20.
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry.
Are you serious?
If you want to come look, please feel free.
Use the luck point, they said.
Well, how was I supposed to know Ryan was going to cheat?
Dice really on my side today.
Okay.
The dice have been on your side an awful lot this fucking campaign.
Yeah.
Sometimes you guys roll me, and sometimes the dice gods are like, hey, remind them, you know, you got a little juice too. Okay, so you're going to take 12 piercing damage, half to 6,
okay,
and 19 psychic damage.
Ow!
Okay, you are...
My brain!
You're grappled, and I need a DC 15 intelligence saving throw. He's trying to drink you like a big Capri Sun.
Oh, 20, bitch. Oh. Mm.
See, that's
so dumb, and I still did it.
He doesn't know where the brain is.
I'm trying to find it, bitch. I'm a fucking, what does a worm have?
You're just making crazy worm motions at me. I don't know what any of that means.
You know, I have like a neural network of fucking synapses. I'm just saying words I've heard.
Perfect, perfect. Okay.
Well, do with my fingers.
So I guess what's going to happen is he kind of wraps his tentacles around with his legendary action and is like holding you still. And he's like, Fang, kill this thing.
It's on my next turn that I can.
You can break out. Yep. Okay. That is Fang's turn.
So there's no save against being grappled. It's just auto.
It's an auto hit. One of those ones.
Gotcha.
One of those.
Yeah. Some of them are stunt.
That's what I was worried about.
Fang's going to try to bite you.
Can bite away, bitch. Nat 20!
It's my third nat 20 in a row.
That's insane.
That doesn't make...
I need to check your computer.
You can come look. It's really nice. It's really green over here.
You got hacks on there.
I downloaded
you get
my
hit for 100 damage? You're
the idea
dead?
Of downloading hacks on roles only I can see is so funny to me. You're like, they'll never know, even though I'm going to apply it anyway.
Just playing with loaded dice.
Okay,
12. Wow. Oh, so many dice.
21 plus 12. So it's 33.
So half to fucking
16.
Yeah.
Half to 16. So 16 piercing damage. And I guess DC 15 strength save.
How's that?
Because he's going to try to.
Is he going
to
flip him out of the grab?
Is he
going to
knock me out of the grab?
Or is he going to pull the guy prone?
He's going to come down with me.
I think he's going to try to basically, because you're grappled with the tentacles, he's going to try to pull you down so you, like, you're prone and grappled.
What? That means he'll have to be.
He's gonna. It's his face.
How long are his face tentacles?
He's very tall. Okay, you're a big goo. Make your fucking saving throw. You
so
might make it.
He's gonna die. I'm on the floor. Are you happy now?
Listen, you're really stretchy. So the dog pulled half of you to the ground. Your head area is being held alive.
I stretch out to next week. I'm fucking Stretch Armstrong.
Okay, Reggie, how we doing, little man? Reginald. What's he going to do? He's holding concentration. He's going to try to firebolt the Knowledge Act. He doesn't want that thing on his body anymore.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
He hits with a 25.
Roast his ass.
Should have disengaged and ran.
Probably would have been better. 11 fire damage, a little Knowledge Act trap.
How's the Knowledge Act trap looking?
Like a trap.
Healthy. It's got 180 HP.
Yeah, no, probably.
Honestly, you guys have not hit the Gnarljack or Fang one time, yes, except for the one shot you got on the Gnarljack. So I love that you guys have focused hard in on the bounty hunter, but his little dudes are really strong too. So, you know, just putting it out there.
Well, he's the one
they
with
don't
the
have
mind
powers.
He does
and
have
guns.
A musket and guns. Okay. At the end of Reggie's turn, he's going to use another legendary action to try to shoot Toluga.
Here we go.
Oh, here I go. I'm dead.
Listen, he's
20.
He's facing down a lot of people. He's in kind of panic mode. He's got to use all of his skills to not get murdered. If you guys had legendary actions, you'd be doing the same fucking thing.
What? I'm a god. Why don't I have legendary
actions? Shut up.
That's a solid point.
We'll get to that, unfortunately, when we get to it. Only an 8 to hit.
No, well, fuck you. And I flip him off.
Okay, it's your turn.
Toluga sticks
his
finger in the barrel.
Does his gun jam?
No.
Can I see the potion of greater healing on my son's body floating around?
Oh, it's in there, Daddy.
It's floating in there, yeah.
Come grab it.
Can I just grab it and use an action to...
We're right next to each other.
Yeah. Put your hand in Glebnor, pull a potion out, and just chug it in front of the mind
player.
Drink
from me, Daddy.
It's 44 plus...
4.
4. All right, so...
The round has passed, so he doesn't have his shield up anymore, technically.
Only has one shield left, right?
Yeah, so he gets it back on his turn.
I'll try to inflict wounds again.
So, yeah.
It's a nat 20.
Yes.
Okay.
Turn to fucking goop.
I mean, who knows? If he rolls high enough, I think there's a chance he might
kill
him.
21. It's okay. Not there.
Yeah, he
I
looks...
I put my hand, hurt. I grab the tentacle that's grabbing my son. I'm like, you... Child molester, you let go of my son!
Whoa!
You come in here, you kill Petch? You kill Aaron, dear? You think you can touch my son with your perverted face?
My special area!
You will die by my hand!
I think you might have got the wrong idea.
Oh, no, I think I got the right idea. Why else would your tentacle grab my two-year-old son?
My Zom!
I don't know what a Zom is. That's not... What?
And I'm going to use my last key point to flurry.
Okay.
It's 15 and 14.
Okay. So. Just swinging at him wildly. He's like, you've gotten the wrong impression. I just want to kill him. He's trying to
fight. Right, you just want to kill him.
It's not how it feels down here.
Okay. That's my Gnarljack. Okay.
Yeah, what's he stretching?
Wait. Who's stretching? What? What are you?
Anton
stretching part of me. What part?
Oh, stretching.
Yeah, your elbow. The least sexual pseudopod you have. Okay. He's going to try to bite Reggie again. You got a 15, but I think that might be Reggie's AC.
He only nat 20s us.
You got it.
Reggie doesn't have shield.
He does not have shield.
Why doesn't Reggie have shield?
Because I want to beat on him every once in a while, and I don't like giving him defensive tools against me. Okay, Reggie takes another 15 piercing. Reggie's not looking great, I'm not going to lie to you. He will then make a con saving throw to keep concentration on the haste.
Please, Reggie, don't lose this.
Ooh. It's a dirty 20, baby. Yeah. Haste stays up. Arendir, we can go join you back in your flashback. There is just this like wild look in your eyes as you look down at all your companions. And you notice that they're all wearing holy symbols to Corella, the god of the elves. Make another wisdom saving throw at disadvantage.
8. I got 2 8s.
Your vision turns red. They're going to try to bring you back to the elven capital. They're going to try to strip you of your newfound faith. These infidels, even though they were your companions, they need to die. Go ahead and make your attack rolls.
Great Weapon Master.
Sure.
20.
Roll damage.
Of course. 24.
This elven woman goes to put her hands up as you cut her clean in half. Her torso falls forward. The other two soldiers, eyes wide, go for their, they have these long double-bladed scimitars. They both take them out to attack you. Another attack. Go ahead and make your second attack if you wouldn't mind.
10.
Okay, they put their double-bladed scimitars together to block your huge sword as it comes down. What are you yelling and saying as this assault begins?
I don't want to murder all of you. If you convert to the one true god, Bleebly, your lives will be saved.
What are you saying, Arendir?
I'm just bringing the pamphlet closer up to their face.
Read it!
Okay, we're going to cut back to current time. That is Theo.
How bad does the bounty hunter look?
Pretty bad.
I got him right where I have him.
Yeah, but he goes before you, doesn't he?
He goes next.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 29 health. I think I could take it.
Daddy?
Well, I'd rather, because if Reggie goes down, I lose haste, and I pretty much...
You lose a turn.
Well, I'd lose a turn, and my AC would also be lower.
I don't think I can kill the... What's it called?
The trap?
The gnarled jack thing.
Yep.
Can you just... Is it grappling him?
Yeah, Reggie is grappled by this thing.
Can you break the grapple?
If you shotgun blasted it off, you could.
I don't have the shotgun.
Oh, yeah. It
needs to be mended.
No. Decisions. Also, there's a fully very healthy giant black wolf also trying to kill Glebnor at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah, we're working on that.
I want to kill the Gnarljack to make sure that you don't go to fucking dreamland for a fucking bit there. No, but yeah. Having that guy down would be good for everybody.
Well, the thing is, because with the haste I have 19 AC, without it I'm down to 17, so the chances of him hitting me are pretty high.
Yeah.
But I still have one more warding flare possibility.
Yeah, but the problem is if you don't kill him when it becomes your turn.
Well, I'm just not going to heal, and I'll have four attacks because I have one last.
Right, but even if you don't knock him down, he still has the legendary actions where he could take you out that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's your turn.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure out what the.
You have a grenade.
No, I don't.
They're not magnetized, and you're at right. The truck.
No, I'm not.
No, they're better.
Oh. It's the grenades are near you guys.
New plan. I pull the pin. We just all die.
They all go out together. End of the show.
Can I shoot a grenade? It would trigger all of them to go off.
We're right here.
You're going to kill everyone.
Yeah, but I have all the big slurm in my bag.
Me and Reggie can get you guys to a healer. Don't worry.
I mean, totally up to you.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
Theo,
you
know, I feel about that.
Yeah, I know.
Kill man, if we only had flare. That ring of fire, is
that really coming handy right now? It's not a ring of shrapnel resistance.
What is shrapnel if not hot metal?
How strong is this fucking gnarljack thing?
I mean, if you had like one of your big boy rounds where all three hits hit with sharpshooter, you could kill it.
Why does it have so much, for a bear trap, why does it have so much health?
I'm going to, just because again, this is like one of the more intense combats we've ever had on this show. I'm going to give you some real numbers so you can make some smart decisions here. Let's assume, because you guys are basically professional adventurers.
That's a strong
fine.
Use of
it's
that
gonna
word.
It's going to be fine. So the Gnarljack has 43 hit points left. So you have had turns.
So hot.
Where you've done that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so 14 didn't hit. Does a 15 hit? Can you tell me that at least?
A 15 will just miss. We get a 16 AC on our track. It's a big metal contraption. So 16 AC, you gotta somehow do 43 damage, which means you'll probably have to sharpshooter on all three shots. So you'll have to roll above. I'm trying to think what you have to
21.
Roll.
21.
Yeah.
I gotta roll 21 just to hit it with sharpshooter.
Yeah.
Which is.
Oh, Lizzie, you got a plus 10.
So you have to roll above 11.
I get a plus 10. I get so 11 or higher.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty good chance.
That's what I'm going to do. Three shot, sharpshooter.
Let's go. Big risk, big reward time. First, it's my favorite kind of combat.
Second one's gonna hit with 22, so it'll be down to a 17.
Perfect.
First one's 25 damage.
Okay. Down to 18 hit points.
It's 20, so it would have been down to a 15.
Oh, so sorry. You didn't, and yeah, okay. Sorry, I was gonna see if Reggie could help, but he only has a thing if you have advantage or disadvantage. It's like the only time he can like do a little reaction thing. Okay. Naljak looks broken and fucked up. There's like bullets are just ringing off this little metal contraption. He's trying to get Reggie ready. He's like, thank you, Theo. So close. We almost got this, bud. He's trying to fight this thing off. Okay. That is Dresden's turn. So he is going to take two musket shots. One at Taluga and one at Glebnor.
Okay, I think I could take one.
I don't know if I can.
Well, at Glebnor, it would be at disadvantage.
He has sharpshooter.
But prone does...
If he's prone... Oh, yeah, yeah, so it won't affect him. Right. Okay.
Yeah, prone would be disadvantage, because anytime I shoot at some... Sorry. Anytime I shoot at something prone, it's at disadvantage.
And then okay. I'm going to do sentinel attack as a reaction.
Okay, because he has make wipe attack within 5 feet of you. Okay, cool. All right. Let's see. So he's got a pretty high bonus to hit, so I mean there is a chance he still hits, but we'll give it this the old college try.
My sentinel tech did 15.
15 to hit, or it did 15 damage?
15 damage. Oh, I gotta
roll to hit real quick. If you wouldn't mind.
No, sorry, it was a 21 to hit.
Okay, yeah, perfect. 15. Did 15. Okay, cool.
Sorry.
Alright, so as he goes to make two like rapid fire shots with his gun, you get one clean shot on him. He's still gonna make his two attacks. First one is against Glebnor at disadvantage. Disadvantage is a 17.
Miss.
Ooh, okay. Hell yeah. And then this is a regular shot on Taluga. 22 to hit.
That'll hit.
36 piercing damage.
Why so much? You did like 28 in one.
Basically, you got to think of it like this. It's like, I gave him mechanically sharpshooter for the range stuff, but in terms of like what's happening on his shots, imagine he's adding 10 to what a normal roll would be. That's why it's getting so high.
So, yeah. Oh, I'm down.
Yeah, he puts a hole into Luga's chest as Taluga falls unconscious.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Okay. Glebnor, that is your turn. And I'm sorry, what was the damage you did again, real quick?
15.
15, okay. I didn't get to add that in yet. He's really hurt, Glebnor.
Nat 20.
Remember, knock him out so we can steal his stuff. As I'm dying, knock him out so we can steal his stuff.
Okay, roll the damage.
9.
Okay.
Reckless. Oh, wait, Taluga's right there. I don't need reckless.
You don't need to go reckless, yeah. Oh, actually, he's incapacitated.
Yeah, you would have needed to go reckless.
Yeah, I'm reckless. Okay, so go reckless. You got an at 20, so it doesn't really matter. 6. But, okay.
Wait.
Yeah, give me your total damage at the end.
What's 18 and 8? I'm dumb.
26.
Can you please describe to me how you take out the Mind Flayer, Anton Dresden?
From prone, carnival fucking hammer. Right up into his chin, hits right on the butt and knocks him out.
You see he had just put a hole through Taluga. And as he swung the gun around to shoot you, you were on the ground, so he just misses. And you counter with an uppercut that knocks this guy clean unconscious. Awesome.
I'm going to bonus action. Dump a potion on Daddy.
Perfect.
Wait, you have real turbulent juice on you?
Yeah, I got some slurm. Sorry, big slurp.
What do the big slurps do?
2d4 plus 2.
Yes.
Use the grater on him.
Okay.
Those are the giga slurps.
Omega slurp.
All right, Daddy, get up with 12.
All right.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use half my movement to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're right at the car.
Right at the car.
Can I use a free action to pick up my grenades?
Did you pick up one grenade with it?
I'm going to pick a grenade up.
Sure, why not?
And I'm going to duck behind the car.
Okay, you can just have the dog right on you. So you can get away from him. Actually, you're mobile. So since I'm you mobile. Attacked, yeah, you can just move.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'm going to go behind the car.
Okay.
And I'm going to, I don't have a bonus. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Since I went unconscious, do I lose haste? Or is it if Reggie loses concentration?
His corpse is buzzing so fast.
Let me actually check haste real quick. I'm not totally sure. I don't think it's actually happened before that's been a situation for us to worry about.
Yeah.
So sorry. Did so much damage. This is what it's like fighting Theo. How's it feel?
Every hit is a nightmare.
Not today. I wish it was.
You still, you're still lacing.
Okay.
Yeah, magic stayed. Kept
Let's go.
Okay. It is Fang's turn. You did just knock his daddy out. That dog coming after you, Glimnol.
Get over the car, bitch. He's going to have to pass Telugar.
He'll have to run by Telugar.
I don't have a reaction. I used it for the Sentinel tech.
Yeah.
God
okay.
Damn it. Stop using your reactions. Actually, that
I have to or
that
I die.
I knocked him
And
out.
Apparently, it doesn't matter if I use it.
He's still dying.
Yeah, I have a really high bonus to hit. We're in the, we're in that kind of the game now.
You know? Well, here you we know, are. My AC hasn't changed from 17 for a while, okay? No,
18 to hit you, Glubnar?
Whiff!
Oof. Damn it. You have like so much HP.
19.
It's really annoying to me. Okay. The dog is furious, foaming at the mouth. It jumps, tries
How
to
do you like it?
That is Reggie's turn. Who, he's getting mauled by this little gnarljack.
Reggie, give yourself some aid.
That would feel weird aiding myself.
You need it, buddy. You've earned it.
Then fucking kill it.
Or just ungrapple it off you. I don't know.
Sorry, gnarljack. I gotta go. You guys see Reggie like goes, he's on the ground getting mauled by this thing. He draws a little door on the floor and jumps through it. Reggie cast Dimension Door. Theo, could you just make like a quick perception check for me?
21.
You can hear that Reggie loudly smashing into bottles inside the store as he's teleported blindly. Ah! Oh no! Oh, Petch won't mind. that is.
Oh, Reggie, don't hide behind the car.
That is Reggie's.
Get out of here, Reggie! This is my spot!
Telugar, that is your turn.
Alright. Well, I guess I'll use an action to down another potion.
Yeah. There's just so much juice everywhere. You guys are just chug and slurp.
Do I notice the grenades?
I mean, yeah, they're just kind of spilled all around the car.
I'm going to do a luck check to see if Teluga's grenade greed takes over. Teluga's a kind man. Mm. These are not his five grenades. So I'm going to run up to the dog.
Okay.
After sure. I grab the musket off the guy.
Perfect. Yeah. Give me, if you're grabbing the musket, we're going to call this just like a wisdom saving throw, actually.
Okay. You know, I'm pretty confident there. Never mind. 10.
As you grab the musket, the weird coiling purple tentacle on it wraps around your wrist. You are now attuned to this musket.
Oh no, it's cursed.
Oh, well, you know, desperate times, baby. I pet the musket. Good musket.
Animal handling check with advantage?
It's a 19.
It purrs in your hand as it's accepted a new owner.
Yes, yes. Welcome home. How do you feel about shooting that thing?
You say that, and then you can see, you know, like, what's that, the hammer where you pull it back? As you go to pull the hammer back, there's like a little blinking eye underneath it that gives you a little wink.
Oh, I wink back.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That sounds terrible. The hammer whacks into an eye?
Yeah, it's a disgusting, freaky mind flayer gun.
I run up to this dog and I put it at the back of its head like I'm going to old yellow this guy.
Sure, go ahead and add the add the mind flayer musket to your inventory.
You weren't a good dog.
We'll worry about the other implications.
The good news is you have experience shooting things.
Yeah.
Gonna be more gun than fish afterwards.
You were complaining that you wanted a gun not that long ago, so maybe this
right. We need to get to a cleric anyways.
Maybe the fates have decided this get one.
I guess I'll shoot him in the back of the head.
Yeah, go ahead, kill his dog.
It's only a +4 to hit. That's a 19.
Yeah, roll damage.
It's amazing.
That's max damage for 16.
Yeah, you shoot this dog.
And then I'm gonna punch him.
Go ahead, yeah.
Punch somebody him. Shooting a dog in the back and then punching it.
It's like 23.
It's an incredibly healthy dog. Go nuts. Yeah, yeah. You like shoot it. You're like kind of freaking out. You never used a gun before, besides the giant bazooka
for
you have.
11.
Yeah, 11 damage. You start just attacking this crazed dog that's trying to kill Glebnor.
All right. Wow. You know. I'm a little concerned that it's attached to me, but you know, it's whatever.
Tight.
Just roll with it.
The Gnarljack, now that Reggie's gone, is just going to start chomping away, trying to get to Theo. Theo, how far were you from the car? I think you can
from
get
where it is now?
Yeah. Like, there, where are you right now located?
I was 15 feet from the car, 20, 25 feet from the guy.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So this thing, it has enough movement. It's only, it's got 30 feet. It's going to, this little chain chomp just going to start clomping away at you. I'll make an attack roll here.
I read the musket. I do an additional 1d4 seconds. So.
Yes, roll a d4 if you wouldn't mind.
I rolled 2.
Okay. this thing's gonna miss on a 13 on the bite attack on you. Okay, an extra 2 off of Fang.
Get the fuck away from me, thing.
It's like kicking away at this little bear trap. Arendir, the slaughter continues. Make your attacks.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go Great Webmaster on all these. Melon. 12.
You see this elven soldier is able to block back your massive sword swing. Please, brother, why? Why? Gotta make another attack.
You must convert. It's the only way.
That's 6.
There's definitely other ways! He's batting away your huge sword. Okay. That is Theo.
It was 18 damage left.
There is 18 hit points left on the Gnarljack.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So we're going for it. I'm pretty sure that's going to miss. 23 will hit, well, down to 18.
Yeah, that'll hit.
So it'll be 20 damage.
Oh, yeah.
That was Executioner's Hand, so we all know what that means.
Oh, yeah, get them trick shots back as a Gnarljack leaps in the air for one final desperate attempt to bite you. You shoot it right out of the air. Okay, the Gnarljack is donezo. All
right, and I got one more shot left.
Sure.
On the dog, but I'm assuming that's going to miss. 18 down to a 13.
13 will miss.
Yep.
Okay. Tristan is donezo. Glebnor, it is you.
Daddy's on the other side of the car.
No, I'm on top of the dog.
Oh, you're on top of the dog.
Yeah, he's basically behind the dog. You're in front of it.
Daddy, juice me.
Oh, okay.
When this is
my
a bone.
When's my turn?
Bonus action.
I'm assuming
that he's wearing
it's in the bag.
Oh, I thought he was wearing a bandolier style.
You know what? Fine, for the sake of...
Will you make a slight of hand check to see if you can like rip one off him real quick?
17?
Yeah, sure. You... I'll say, actually, a pseudopod goes into the bag of holding, and Cobbler's like, he hands you the potion.
My man!
You pull it out.
It's 2d4 plus 2 or 4?
2d4 plus 2.
Yep.
8. Better than nothing. Okay. Get bonked, bitch.
Okay.
27 hit.
27 hits.
Does a 6 hurt him?
6 damage. Sneak attack.
Oh,
and your divine fear.
Feel the light of Bleebly!
What about Green Flamely?
I'm raging.
Oh.
What did I say the first thing was? 6?
6, so
20. 12, 20.
Cool.
Jesus.
Yeah. You hurt my dog. Still up. It's can't a healthy dog. You can't pet that dog. Okay. Fang looks pretty desperate because he's now kind of cornered here. He is going to...
Dimension door and get the fuck out.
No, he's going to kind of just shift himself. He kind of backs up a little bit.
How far?
It's not going to create an opportunity attack. He's just positioning himself okay. So he can do a breath weapon.
Breath weapon? You said he had one thing and it was Dimension Door.
That was his only spell. I didn't mention he had a cool breath attack.
I heard he told Verona to brush his teeth. Don't make me say it to you.
This gnarled black hound opens up its mouth as this frosty breath is expelled at the two of you. This is a bad one. I can lose one, so I was saving it for when I needed it. DC 13 dex saving throw.
Do I get advantage?
You get advantage because you're raging.
16.
Don't even need it. 19.
You would have taken 44 cold damage, which you can halve to 22.
Of course. How convenient. I'm down again.
Oh!
I'm up, but not by much.
Your slurp gets frosted briefly. It's like... It looks like
the mountains turn blue.
Exactly. Yeah. He makes a real quick DQ blizzard before he knocks out Deluga.
Why do you have that?
Daddy!
I'm just frozen in Buddy Christ pose.
Why do you have that is such great last words. Okay. That's Reggie's turn, who kicks open the door of the store. I'm still in this! He goes, "Oh no, Toluga, you look cold. Oh shit." He is going to just cast a firebolt at the dog. Get back,
dog. I thought
dog.
You were gonna say, "Yeah, Toluga." I thought he was gonna try and thaw him out.
This will help.
The frozen fish stick.
He misses. He's like, "Oh, I'll get you." Toluga, can I get a death save for me, please?
It's a 6. It's 1 failure.
Ooh, yeah. Toluga looks very frozen. He might be a permanent ice fixture at this place.
How badly hurt is the dog?
Dog is about under half.
Goop.
Yeah, a lot of hit points. I'm sorry. This is a tough fight. Nerldrak is done. Arendir. These infidels refuse to accept the shining light of Bleebly. They're dry with their unfaithfulness. Continue your assault.
You must die now for not accepting your true faith. 10.
Please, we can talk about this. Huge 6-foot-tall blade is swinging at these two remaining elves. That's your second attack.
His heart doesn't really seem into it. Are we sure he's that into Bleebly?
9.
He's so dehydrated. It's our only chance. Okay. Theo, your turn.
All right. How far am I away from Toluga?
From Toluga, we'll say about like 20 feet.
All right. So I'm going to run up to Toluga, pop one of the cans, and just pour it on him.
Yeah, you
so.
Could spray the frozen statue.
This should help. So just roll one of them.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any own. Like, I have 2 that he gave me, but I don't have the thing.
Oh, that's max. Nice.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
I can do that as a bonus action.
That's a bonus action, yep.
Okay. And then I'm going to take 2 shots with Judge's Sentence at
Fang.
At Fang cool. with Sharpshooter.
Sure.
I'm going to do a Deadeye shot on both of them.
Okay, sick.
So I have advantage.
I'll let you know, Fang has a 16 AC.
28 down to a 23.
There it is. That hurts him a lot. Please tell me the damage.
So 19 damage on the first one.
Okay.
27 down to a 22.
Okay, that definitely hits.
25 damage on the second one.
Okay. Fang looks on his last legs. His pup has seen better days.
I just look at him. It's time to put you down.
Okay. Glebnor, it is your turn. Let's put it all on Front Street. Fang has 13 hit points left. I'm going to Dimension Door on Fang's turn, which is right next. You have to kill him on this turn. If Reckless. You would like to kill Fang.
22.
That'll hit.
12 off just the hammer.
Okay. So I think it's guaranteed, yeah.
And then I'm going to scream out, "Not all dogs go to heaven."
Whoa, son! You don't have to tell him that.
He's true. Not wrong, though.
No, he's not wrong, but...
Would you please describe to me
25 damage.
Would you please describe to me how it looks when you take out this hellhound?
How dare you hurt daddy! And I take the hammer, and I hit him so hard in the head that it pushes it between his shoulders.
Oh! His neck kind of accordions out for a second as it plops on the ground.
Ooh, really don't like the look of that.
Ooh.
Daddy, are you okay?
Yeah, it's just really...
Good, let's rifle this guy's pockets.
Oh, yeah, let's go do that.
I'm gonna try and fix the gun without having to use mending.
Sure.
So, Tinker's Tools, is it just...
Yeah, you roll a d20 and add your proficiency bonus to it.
As we go to rifle this thing, I'm like, man, this gun really just attached itself, huh?
Yeah, what's with the tentacles there?
I don't know, but he's a good boy, and I pet him again.
I fix the shotgun. I walk over, and as they're basically rifling through his pockets, I have the shotgun pointed at the bounty hunter's head.
Okay.
I'm not pulling the trigger yet, but I have it right.
Okay. You're rifling his pockets, Luga?
Oh, yeah.
We want
the
soul coins.
We want everything. I mean, whatever. Anything, might as well just strip him naked and rifle through it later.
It's perception checks. He's going to rifle his pockets.
What? We can't strip him naked and then kill him?
5.
Strip him naked.
Dad, you want that duster? Might be a little long for you. We could get down to shred. And short it up a little bit.
Don't think about it.
Wait a minute. Could be cursed.
14.
Oh, give me it if it's cursed.
Cursed duster?
I want the cursed duster.
14. He's still unconscious. You can see, like, there's a welt forming on his big bulbous head.
I poke the welt.
You rifle his pockets. You do find the 3 coins he was holding. You see
Petch.
And 2 earth elemental coins.
Where's Arendir's?
Arendir's
still... Oh, stuck to the truck.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's on the ground now.
Yeah, and then I also say, I think the only other real, like, magic item you find on him, he does have a ring of mind shielding. You slide off his weird slick
that
finger.
That is going to come in handy.
Yeah, you pull that off.
Okay. We'll divvy this all up later.
And I'll say he does kind of stir a little bit to consciousness.
Do it. Do it.
You boys got some kick.
Yeah, and I kick him as he says kick.
You want to feel kick, Bleebly?
You guys want to ask him anything before?
Not really.
All right.
Don't want to give him a chance to talk.
I'm the first of many.
Nat 20.
Please describe it for me as you kill this rival gunslinger.
Right as he says, I'm the first of many, he just gets just a slug straight through the forehead into the ground.
Did you do the little thing where it just keeps hitting things, so it's just perpetually going?
It strikes oil. Oil comes up through his forehead.
All Petch had to do was just walk 10 feet.
And then I assume he wraps into a coin.
Yeah, as this whole, you see the hole burn through his skull as there's this, like, weird puff of arcane smoke. And there's a coin on the ground with a little mind flayer face on the front of it.
I'm gonna pick it up, and I'm gonna look at Toluga. We're gonna make this a necklace for you.
Oh yeah.
And it's gonna, every bounty hunter that comes after us that we kill, we'll just add it to your necklace.
Oh, you know, that's pretty badass, actually.
Daddy.
What is it, son?
I don't mean to rain on everybody's parade, but do you think Petch would mind if we use his apartment to take a little nap?
No, I don't think he would mind at all. I think he would want it. And you know what we should do in his honor?
Play a couple rounds of FIFA?
We should play a couple rounds of FIFA.
Definitely.
Hey, tournament style. You want to help me flip this car back over?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's do that.
Reggie walks out of the store.
19?
Yeah, you flip this. It's pretty fucked up. It's this vehicle's
wait a
whole
minute.
Top is crunched.
Can I turn into like a jack?
It's only going to get you so far, unfortunately. Yeah, this like Nautiloid convertible, basically. You kind of flip over. It's very damaged.
I'm
going
to push it into the garage.
Yeah, you kind of shove it over. And I will say you do notice that like kind of humming metallic
crab.
Yeah, this little... sort of round little, he looks a lot like a hermit crab, a little metal hermit crab. He has a bunch of pamphlets stuck to his shell.
I'm going to need
also,
those back.
Right on top, you look down at a small soul coin with Arendir's screen face on it.
I would like to take the Arendir coin, and I'm going to stick it in my map case inside of me.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That means he really cares.
Extra protection.
That means he won't just be in the goop.
Yeah. I don't know if they breathe. They scream when you kill them, so mm-hmm. I'm assuming.
Okay.
Are we taking short rest, long?
Long rest is needed.
We will catch up with you guys in Petch's apartment on next episode. But to end this one, Arendir, we're in those woods. We're in the past once more. And as these two injured soldiers are like, please, Arendir, whatever this god you found is... it can't be worth all this!
He saved my life. The elven god is false and not true and never helped anyone in my dire time of need.
Aren't you? Please! Why?
Because there is only Bleebly.
Make 2 attack rolls with advantage as they have dropped prone, hoping to slow your roll.
12?
Stop using Great Weapon Master! They're cowering.
You miss the first strike. Go ahead, make a second attack.
It was he doesn't.
Still a 12.
Still a 12.
I'm gonna action surge.
yeah. Please.
I'm gonna do a straight roll.
For my
timeline,
could you please action surge and kill at least one of them?
18.
18 hits. The guy that was trying to stop you, you drive this huge blade through his chest, pull it up, cutting him and vivisecting him, essentially.
It's like, no more rolling damage. These guys are dead.
Well, yeah, basically if you hit him, they die. This guy would have to figure it out. But I will say, because there's one soldier left, As you are killing them, this like elven male, long blonde hair similar to yours, he's covered in blood now. He runs, gets to a tree, and he looks back and is like, "You madman, we'll come for you." He puts his hand on the tree, casting tree stride, and escapes your wrath. But that is where Arendir's story began. And now we've seen where it may have ended. We'll find out if there's a way to resurrect this mad, mad Templar in the next episode of Dicey Situations. Thank you all for joining us. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.